Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald.
Just like fire in the bowl.
Come on and get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost. Talking about the Holy Ghost fire.
Time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, magnificent God, our Father, and His precious, beautiful, and beloved Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ, right here on this fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically, as well as unequivocally, declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we're living in. Yes, I said we're living in. And we're living in the end to the glory of God the Father, our Lord Jesus, Savior, and Holy Spirit God. Blessings to each and every one of you. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, the gospel experience, will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl. It don't matter. So that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because listen, I'm here to tell you, as a living witness, God is not a respecter of persons, y'all. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with Him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for our spiritual consideration, for our spiritual refreshment, for our spiritual nutrition from the book of Romans, where we read the Apostle Paul is speaking about how amazingly fortunate and blessed that we Christians are in God. How that even before we were converted into the believers that we now are, that our eternal God had already provided all his great love to shower down on us. This revelation should bolster our appreciative love, purpose, and commitment more and more every day of our saved lives, to know that we are loved by God all while we were still sinners. That's amazing. That's what we're going to be talking about now, today. We're going to be talking about still sinners from Romans 5 and 8 a little bit later on in the broadcast. I'm just happy to have my special guest here with me. Awesome man of God, been on the battlefield. I'm just trying to tell y'all, from the pulpit to the singing platform, this honorable man of God, Bishop Fred Jones Sr. of the Jones Family Singers, is here on this fire gospel experience. You talk about a multi talented, gifted, and faceted young man of God, preaching the word of God, teaching the word of God, and singing the word of God. Now, how you like that for a dedicated, anointed man of God here on this fire, fire, fire gospel experience? And then, of course, later on in the broadcast, we will shine our outer spotlight on the gospel group Unlimited, because when you walk with God, do things his way, do things under his will, you will be unlimited as well in the things that you do. And of course, we're going to play their music and hear their testimony. So why don't you go ahead and call a family member, a friend, you can call a coworker, a neighbor, somebody that's in your spirit right now, and let them know that Brother Ron E. Jefferson is indeed back on the internet radio to give God his just due praise, honor, and glory, and to encourage each one of you in the most holy faith as we walk hand in hand with our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for lighting this fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Thank you. My. What about you over there? What is it going to be? Are you going to put your faith, confidence, and trust in our God? Well, I'm trying to tell you, if you don't, shame on you. But that's okay, because God is gracious enough to let us go a certain amount of our own way before he decides to step in so that we don't harm ourselves in so many unnecessary ways before we come into the knowledge of the truth of our God. Just like the prodigal son, he had to get down low, low, low before he finally came to. Sounds of my special guest, man of God, and his the family, pastor at Mount Zion Pentecostal Cathedral Church. Lord have mercy. Talk about a reverential place down there live in Houston, Texas. This man of God is here to bless us with words of encouragement, with words of information, biblically speaking, and inspiration from his own personal testimony in life. While we have this Bishop Fred Jones Sr. and the Jones Family Singers Mini Concert right here on this fire gospel experience. So without any further delays, my pleasure to introduce to some, and certainly a privilege to announce to everyone else, this man of God, Bishop Fred Jones Sr. of the Jones Family Singers here on this fire gospel experience. Yes, indeed, Bishop Jones. Bless you, man of God. Welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience. How are you doing?
I am blessed of the Lord and certainly excited to be here with you today.
We broke out with that trying times, Bishop. We're going to talk about the trying times that we're living under right now. But what I want you to do, man of God, why don't you just go ahead and introduce yourself as you see fit and tell us a little bit about Bishop Fred Jones Sr.
All right. I'm so happy to do so. I am, as you've already said, Bishop Fred Jones Sr. I wear a plethora of hats by the grace of God, such as the founder and pastor of the Mount Zion Pentecostal Cathedral Church of Markham, Texas. I am the CEO of Family Style Records, which the Jones Family Singers own and operate. I am the manager of the International Gospel Group, the Jones Family Singers, which is my family. My wife and I, bless you, six girls, two boys. One boy is already in heaven with the Lord. We raised the six girls and the two boys between the two B's, which is the Bible and the belt, and they turned out graciously, and they all are in ministry with us.
Of course. Amen. I like that, Doc. I'm going to use that one, if you don't mind, between the Bible and the belt, because, listen, we can even start that conversation off right there, because I always trust Holy Spirit God to just direct us and influence the conversation as he sees fit. We have had so many horrendous events that have taken place in the news media. Now, this is the thing about it, about the news media coverage, Pastor. These things have been going on all the time. There was just no technology to be updated and spread it media-wise, nationwide and worldwide until this time. This really is nothing new, but it is increased, just as our Lord said it would in the end and the beginning of the end times. There will be wars and rumors of wars.
Absolutely.
There will be pestilence in the land. There will be natural disasters in places where things never happened before. Can you talk about, because I led this fire gospel experience off with that classic song from you and the Jones Family Singers, talk about trying times. Is there anything in your spirit that you want to share with us regarding trying times?
Absolutely do. The song was birthed because of the end of the age. The apostle said, know this, that in the latter days, perilous, difficult, austere, hard times will come. And he describes the tenure of the time in which we're living in. In fact, when he wrote that, perilous times is already setting in. And then God gave us clear warning long before it became an international worldwide phenomenon, and then allowed technology to increase so that the world could see what was already written is a definite fact. And so we wrote the song to let people know trying times, they're going to be over, but endure hardness as a good soldier and go through. Be faithful, be committed, amen, because your life will determine whether many will either believe or disbelieve. So the song is birthed out of a concern for the end times.
Yeah, amen. Amen. And then, Pastor, we have been inundated with news about all these mass shootings. Just came into the knowledge of a 70-year-old man walked up into some place of worship, Pastor, and killed three people. So it's not what we would always identify. There's no particular stereotype like it used to be. You could used to say, well, we believe this particular profile of a potential gunslinger, if you will, murderer. But now we see that the devil has stepped over into another area of potential puppets. A 70-year-old man walking up into a place of worship. I was just dumbfounded by that, Pastor. Had you heard about that at all?
Yes. Had not heard, but I tell you what I did hear about. And that was the cold-heartedness of people who would just walk up to you here in the state of Texas, pretend to just be kind-hearted and just shoot you, shoot you for no reason at all.
Oh my God.
And it is, in effect, it is in effect what God was saying in his word, the love of many. Waxing cold, you can smile in my face and shoot me at the same time. What the church failed to realize is that every hour the portals of hell opens and a new evil is unleashed upon the earth. You're seeing and hearing things you never thought you would in your life. It testifies these are trying times, but if you stay faithful, focused, and fixated on God's word, it's going to be over after a while.
Amen. Amen. You said something right there, Pastor. You said that the hearts of men, and that's generations of men, not just the gender man, but the
right
man, mankind in his creation. You said that man's hearts will wax colder and colder, and isn't this the reason why the Bible says to let the heart of Jesus, let this heart be in Jesus, be in you? Because without the heart of Jesus, as it was intended upon the creation of all men, that man is left with a void. And this is where the enemy of men's souls, the devil, looks for. He looks for a vacant heart where God does not reside. He knows that he can take that position because it's being unoccupied, because that individual person has determined that they don't want a relationship with God.
Absolutely. And then I thought about another thing, Brother Ron. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, Timothy says this, verse 3, that it would be without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those who are good. They'll be traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. So you can expect to see the unexpected. You can expect to walk into any situation at any given moment. But thank God for the covering. Thank God for the watchful eye of God upon us at all times. Were it not for that, we would be sitting ducks.
Oh, Lord. You know, I'm going to stay with that conversation piece where we talked about the hearts of man. It kind of took me back while I was reflecting back on what you were saying about when the scripture declares when after the last plague on the Egyptian nation, Pharaoh's heart, the Bible says God hardened Pharaoh's heart. And I don't want people to misunderstand that. God did not take Pharaoh's heart and make him more evil. What God did is God encapsulated Pharaoh's heart because God knew that Pharaoh was determined to be full of hate, malice, and anger.
Absolutely.
And murder. So God kept his heart right where it was. And what people need to understand now, Pastor Jones, is that if they continue to deviate from the path of God's righteousness and God's grace and God's salvation, that their hearts are in danger of being kept in that unsaved position. There is a line that you can cross, Pastor, where you can't come back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then we also need to understand there is a danger in being immature. When you don't follow the way of God, you don't press into God, you don't know Jesus in the intimacy of God, these things can be your plight as well. And we're dealing with a lot of immaturity, not only in the world, but even in the body of Christ.
Yes, okay. All right. You're right. And I think where we get thrown off too, Pastor, is that we have unsaved people and high political offices that decide, they congregate together and make laws. And these laws, some of these laws are opposed to the will and the word and the ways of God. And in the sight of people who have no relationship with God, they feel like, well, if it's legal, it's okay. But look, I don't care who passed what laws. If it's opposed to the will of God and the word of God, we need to take a stand. Now, I understand there's consequences goes with that, but I would rather face the consequences of man rather than to face the consequences of God. This is spiritual warfare, Pastor Jones.
Brother Jefferson, no gospel is worth anything if it does not cost you anything. And that's what people need to understand.
Amen.
If you believe it, you're willing to put all on the line for it, you know. And the devil is showing you every day that he's committed to evil. That's in his inner sanctum. That's who he is. That's what he does. He cometh for nothing but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But if we are true believers and we believe the word of the Lord, then our job is clear. We come to finish what Christ started. And that is to give life and to give it more abundantly through the authority that has been invested in and on us.
Amen. Amen. You know, you said something. You said that you raised your children between the two B's, the Bible and the belt. And I am thoroughly convinced, Bishop Jones, that when Dr. Spock, back in the late 70s, came out with this book and his theories about corporal punishment, about spanking our children, that we need to stop spanking our children because it's supposed to be doing some sort of irreparable emotional, mental damage to them. And we could just do things like give them a timeout and send them in the corner. What that did is that children realized without any harsh repercussions or consequences, they basically could actually take control of the parent-child relationship because there was no fear of God and there was no fear of that belt that you talked about. So I believe, Pastor, in the old saying that says if you don't whoop your child when they're young, they're going to whoop you when we get old.
We are told to bend the sap while it is young. The Bible declares that a child left to himself bringing shame to his mother and father. So our job is to raise them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, for this is right. And sometimes it takes the chastisement to drive the point home. We're not killing them. We're not dishonoring or disrespecting them. We are respecting the wishes and the word of God. God told Adam to replenish the earth In other words, don't just go make a bunch of babies, but make babies in that instant who are just like you, who are subservient to the will of God and to the word of God. And so we must carry that on.
Amen.
And sometimes it takes chastisement. No chastisement at the present seems to be joyous, but look at the fruit it yields once it's set in.
Amen. Amen. Our parents whooped us, and look at us. Look how we turned out. We've had our ups and downs. We had our days. We had our days of bad choices and decisions, but look where we are now. And we are grateful to God. The Bible says if you beat them, they will not die. So we're not advocating abusing our child. And when the Bible says beat that child, that means let that child know that you say what you mean and mean what you say. And I'm going to tell you something, Pastor. I have been blessed with 5 daughters, and 2 of my daughters are in heaven with the Lord now. But my oldest child, Javon Antoinette Jefferson, I whooped her one time, and as a result of whooping her one time, guess what? I never had to whoop any of my other daughters, because just hearing her getting whooped put enough fear and respect for me and my position as father, which was really symbolic of God being respected as father of all, that it just fell on them that they said, you know what, I don't want to go through what I just heard my older sister go through. And that is a lesson, Bishop Jones, for all of us, because I don't have to go through what you went through, Bishop Jones. When you tell me your testimony about what you went through and how God brought you through, don't you know that that's inspiration enough for many folks to say, you know what, I'm going to hear what Bishop Jones just said, and I'm going to not follow what he did wrong. I'm just going to avoid that unnecessary whipping that will come and just do the right thing. Amen.
You know, the Bible says, if you be without chastisement, then are ye bastards and not sons. So God is telling us, listen, sometime I have to put the belt to you spiritually. Amen. Because you are mine. Now, when my parents put that belt on us sanctifiedly and right, it didn't take the belt a second or third time. All it took was a look. And we understood the look just like we did the belt and straightened up real quick. I was in the store
and the mother
told the child, said, right now you can't have this wheel. I only have a certain amount of money. The child looked at the mother and said, you suck. I told the lady I'll be back in a little bit. I'm going to leave this right here because I got to go get some fresh air, because little brother don't know. He ain't mine, but he very close to being treated like he would have been in front of mine. You know? And I went on out the store and breathed deeply, and then came back and did my purchase. And the lady asked me, what did you think about that? I said, my actions should have let you know that woman is not raising that child. That child is raising that woman.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that is what we are living with now. It is being manifested because now the majority of times when we're out and about and we see a crowd of youngsters, instead of them walking to the other side, we walk to the other side. When we were growing up, children walked to the other side when they seen grown folks walking by. But just to show us, because Bishop Jones, so many of us in society has deviated from doing things the way God says do, we are suffering the consequences of that. But don't you know one thing, Pastor? When we come back after this music break, we're going to talk a lot more about you, your personal life, your ministry. But what I want my listeners to understand and really apprehend and comprehend right now is what Fred Jones, Bishop Fred Jones, and the Jones Family Singers is about to sing about. I don't care what you go through. I don't care what has come upon your life. When we fully and wholly put our whole weight of confidence and faith in God, he's going to work it out. I promise you he will.
Yes.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed, Fire, the gospel experience, your evangelistic outreach radio ministry, reaching out to honor God first of all with our heartfelt praise, worship, and adoration, because we have no shame in our faith, and to just be a great encouragement to you if you're saved, to continue to live for God, give yourself to God, ask God what is it that you want. He wants to do in your life, and then ask him, well, what do you want me to do next? And then if you happen to be listening to this broadcast and you are wondering about this salvation of faith in Jesus Christ, you are not here by any coincidence. This is an appointed time that God has given you to consider this faith, this free, wonderful gift from God, our Creator and the Creator of all things, so that you can have an eternal relationship with God. But it's only through believing in the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died and gave himself as an offering and a sacrifice to pay the sin debt of disobedience from our forefather Adam that just found its way through every generation, even up to you. My special guest is here, man of God, Bishop Fred Jones, Sr. We just started the conversation off, man of God, from some things that you said, but why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? What was your faith-like walk at the time that you made the decision to give your life to Jesus Christ? And then tell us a little bit about how you just being elevated from one position to another of those many hats that you spoke of. And then, of course, we would love to hear about the history of the Jones Family Singers. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Bishop Jones.
I'd be honored to, and to put it in a nutshell, as a young boy, I was given a LP of the Mighty Clouds of Joy, and I listened to that LP living in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I listened to that LP and was really captivated by the artistry of Mr. Joe Lagon and the Clouds. And I told God, I said, I can't sing a lick, but if you'll bless me with at least some kind of tune, I'll give it back to you wherever you allow me to. And I would listen to that LP and try to sing and try to sing until God said, this fella is not going to quit. So I'm going to anoint him to do what he needs to do in order to touch who he needs to touch. And from that moment on, I was sold. I had a pastor who could sing, who could preach, I mean, who had an uncanny ability in the word. And I would sit and look at him mesmerized. Going to church as a kid was the bonus for me, because I wasn't no slipper, tipper, folded, creeper, midnight rambler. I wasn't no run around. I just loved church.
Yeah.
I loved the, even the idea of being in church. And so I followed him, and one day he said, come in, son. He said, I'm going to teach you a few songs, and when I go out and preach, I'm going to let you sing for me. And from that point on, it really brought me into a place of realization. This is what I want to do. This is who I want to be. And I promise God, if you bless me with a wife and some children, I will teach them the ways of holiness, and I will be their best example, because I've had great examples for me. And from that point on, God just started blessing me in ways that people only imagine, but I actually lived. And to this very day, I'm 72 years young by the grace of God.
Come
I don't
on.
Act like it. I don't look like it. I don't even feel like it. Amen. And even today, that same fire yet burns, only with a greater degree, because I managed the fire. I didn't just let it burn out. I kept it burning through obedience, through fasting, through praying, through a lifestyle of holy commitment. And as a result, my family is blessed today, and we're traveling all over the world, literally, not figuratively, all over the world, sharing the gospel.
Amen. Well, listen here, young man, and I say that respectfully. You are the second person in as many programs within the last week or two that I've had the privilege and the pleasure to interview a young man. He is Elder David Purcell of the Family Fellowship Mass Choir. He came in with his 70-something-year-old self, and I told him and another young man that was over the group, Mr. Chris Henley, guitarist, Elder Purcell is the director over the choir, and I told him, I said, you know, just hearing the strength of your voice and the clarity of your thought and mind, it always takes me back to the two spies that came back with the good report, as opposed to the others who had the bad report, talking about Caleb and Joshua. And the Bible says that Caleb was in his 80s and still swinging a battle axe on the front line. And I said to myself, I said, you know what? The Bible declares that God is not a respecter of person, Elder. And if he did it for Caleb, I said, God, if you'll be so kind, can I get a portion of some of that strength as I go into the elder later seasons of my life? And the majority of time, people normally don't know that I'm 61 years old, 61 years young.
All right.
And they assume sometimes that maybe I'm in my 50s or something. And I attribute that to what people don't really see so much as a benefit of having a relationship with God. The Bible declares that he will retain our youth as the eagle flies upward, Elder. And if we don't believe that, guess what? We're not going to receive it.
Exactly. Exactly. People only live what they live because of what they believe. And if you don't believe that God can keep you, that he is a keeper, that he is a strength giver, that he'll revitalize your youth and give you the ability to go on, then you'll get old quickly.
Yes, sir.
People need to always understand this. Active involvement in ministry lubricates the bones and the soul.
Come
and
on.
And it will keep you fresh.
I like that. Amen. I like that, Doc. I like that. That's good. Because we all need some lubrication, because I tell you, some mornings when I get up out of that bed, it seems like I can hear everything snap, crackle, and pop as I'm getting out of that bed. But you know what? I still say thank you, Lord. I still say thank you, Lord, for another beautiful day that I haven't seen before. And I get out here and I stretch and I do my calisthenics. What we need to understand is whatever we do physically for our bodies, we have to maintain that same type of process and discipline for our spiritual well-being. I have to exercise my mind in the Word of God so that my spirit can retain its youth, its vibrancy, and its strength. Because there will be times when you name the name of Jesus, your test will indeed be tested. So that we need to just share with the listeners, Elder, that it's no unusual thing, as the scripture says in 1 Peter, think it not strange that some fiery trials is coming upon you. What we are listening to in the news is nothing new. Our Lord Jesus gave breaking news about what will be happening in our times, wars, rumors of wars, pestilences, many different things going on in diverse places. He reported that over 2,000 years ago. For some reason, people are still blind to the Bible as if the Bible is not true. I'm amazed by that.
Well, I'll tell you what I see in this. I see in this, God has already done his part. That is to warn us, warn and go before destruction and the haughty spirit before fall. But the enemy is also in the last days doing his part, which the problem is who we're listening to the most. That's the problem.
Yes, sir.
And folk are more in tune to the enemy than they are to God. They need to floss their brain like they do their teeth, lest they suffer with atrophy of the conscious and arthritis of the brain. It is
That's the last day,
and over 2,000 years ago, the warning came. But because they looked another way, they're not cognizant of the signs, so they think it's just everyday occurrences. These are the things that, whatever it is, that's what it's going to be. But no, the truth of the matter is, if he had warned us, it's our duty to take the warning and to live age appropriate, lest we be deceived and be lost.
Amen. That's powerful words right there. That is so powerful. I am just blessed by God to be thankful because I look at the life of Joseph and all of the mistreatment, lies, and hardships that he went through. But what it was is that he told his brothers, as he stood as the second in line over the Egyptian nation, he said, you meant it for evil, but God allowed it and meant it for good. What we have to understand is even our foolish, wayward, disobedient ways has a way of being used by God as the wise potter, because we are the clay, Elder. And he chooses what he allows to happen to us because he is molding us, because he knows that one day we're going to do like the prodigal son and we're going to come to our spiritual senses, man of God. Is there anything that you would like to say to the church in particular about these last days according to our faith?
Yes. I would like to say to the body of Christ, the intimacy with and of God is missing in a lot of us. We know he can do certain things, but we don't know why he's doing certain things. We always blame the devil sometimes for what God is actually doing. And because we don't spend enough quality time in his presence, we never, ever get to know until it's sometime too late, you know. If I send pestilence among my people. That wasn't the devil doing. That was God doing. But if you don't know,
come on,
you know, you attribute it to the wrong direction and never change that that needs to be changed in your life. Jesus is the righteousness of God. So we need to know him in an intimate way. The word of God is God's righteousness. Everything in it, we need to learn. We need to search. We need to research so that we can come forth with the accurate interpretation and not missing the point or the mark. I want to encourage everybody to know this, that if you live right, don't leave out the holiness of God in your everyday life, in your mental makeup, you know, because you'll end up talking about oops and my bad, and at the judgment, that don't work, you know.
No,
so
sir.
I often tell the saints that I'm responsible for, amen, see then that you walk circumspectly. That means to look in every area of your life so as not to stumble any way. Walk circumspectly as wise, not as fools, redeeming the time. Use every moment wisely and in a biblical fashion. Why? Because the days are evil. They ain't getting no better. Don't you get no stupider. Because sin makes you stupid, costs you more than you're willing to pay, take you down a road that probably there's no exit in. Amen. Make you do and say things that you can't turn back. So see then, you do it. It ain't up to you to tell God to make me walk right. That's your job.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. That's a powerful word of God. Powerful word of God. That sin will make you pay a price, boy, that you're not willing to pay, and it'll keep you longer than you want to stay. Want to do it?
Yes, it will.
Amen. What we do here, Elder, on this Fire Gospel Experience, I interview anointed and gifted people called out by God, such as yourself. And then later on, near the end of the broadcast, I receive a scripture verse through my daily Bible studying and meditation and reading, and use a particular scripture as my spiritual reference for each program. Each program has its own spiritual insight. And today we will be talking about Romans 5 and 8, where it says, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." I'm going to be summarizing that scripture as Holy Spirit God has given me some inspiration. But is there anything in your spirit, Elder, that you would like to share about how God demonstrated his own love to us even before we were believers? Lord, have mercy.
Yes, sir. I definitely do. And I love that verse myself. Listen, you got to understand that the essence of God is love. And when I use that scripture, I also bring in, for God so loved the world. God, the greatest person, so loved the greatest degree, the world, the greatest number, that he gave the greatest gift, his only begotten son, the greatest person, that whosoever, the greatest invitation, believeth in him, the greatest simplicity, should not perish, the greatest deliverance, but shall have the greatest certainty, everlasting life, the greatest possession. And in Romans 5 and 8, while I was slipping, tipping, four-day creeping, and midnight rambling, while I walked shoe-footed and boxed ankle, God was loving me. He was loving me as if I was the only person in the world. He didn't wait till I became the bishop or the pastor or a nice little deacon. He was loving me while I was wrong. And that love enabled me to find the righteousness and the rightness of God. And for this, I'm eternally grateful. And I have made a decision to follow Christ, no turning back.
Amen. Amen. That right there, Elder, is where our gratitude is supposed to grow legs and do some walking and not so much of that lip service and talking that we love to do. The gratitude that I have for God restoring my life, turning me around from my backwards ways, forgiving me, not holding my past against me and erasing it from his own divine memory is just amazing to me, because you know how we are. The Bible says God is not like man, and I'm glad about that. Because you know how we are. If you slight me one time, boy, you're on the edge of getting cut off forever. If you do something to me twice, I'm going to get amnesia. I don't care if you on a banana peel about to slip and fall off a cliff. I'm just going to say, hey, look out, and I might not even reach out for you. That is just who we are, apart from God being invested into our mind, into our hearts, into our soul. What we have to do as a church body, elder, is we have to go beyond quoting scriptures and going beyond the religious presentation that we make, and we have to have the heart of God, the mind of our Lord Jesus, and the activity of Holy Spirit God to be able to go into areas and be a light in a dark place. In a dark place, Pastor. Amen.
You are absolutely right. You know, I like verse 10, for if when we were enemies, that's what we were before he reconciled. We were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more being reconciled, shall be saved by his life. So you are absolutely right. We've got to go behind the veil instead of standing in front of it with our spiritual calisthenics.
But we sometimes we don't want to have to deal with the repercussions, because we don't have to be accept the fact that there's going to be a division, that there's going to be walls, that there's going to be separation when we stand up for our faith. See, we have to be willing to accept that, because I would rather accept your walking away from me than God walking away from me. See, we got to look at bigger eternal picture. We got to look at the bigger eternal picture. They crucified a perfect man who did no wrong. All he did was good. So what do you think we got coming? Doesn't the Bible says that if they did this to the master, that they're going to do it to the servant? Don't we know that we got that coming when we take that stand? But the Bible declares that God said he'd always be with us, Pastor. He said he would always be with us. And before I let you go, I'm going to continue with this Fred Jones, Bishop Fred Jones and family mini concert, because there is one name that we could call on that we will always have our needs supplied. Now, it might not happen when you want to, but eternally speaking, God will always be there for us. And I'm trying to tell you that there's no other name other than the name of Jesus whereby we must be saved. It's in Jesus' name.
You're right.
Oh,
And that's what it is right there. Now that you know whatever the problem is, the answer is a person, not a thing, not an object, not a philosophy. It's in Jesus, our Christ, our Lord and Savior. Man of God, I'm here to tell you, Bishop, I'm just amazed by your longevity of faith. You inspire me to keep on keeping on, and I believe that it's our persevering faith that demonstrates to the world at large, but also to fellow believers about this is how we live it. We continue on in faith. Perseverance is the true test of our faith. If you give up, if you quit, that means that you really, really was not engrafted into that vine that is connected to our Father in heaven. So, man of God, I appreciate you. I thank God for you. You are a living demonstration of what it means to be faithful to our God, and it was certainly my pleasure to have you here. I want to ask you, are there any closing comments that you'd like to share with us? Any words of wisdom that you'd like to plant as seeds into our hearts?
Yes, I would. I would like for everybody to remember this and don't lose sight of it. Jesus paid a debt he didn't owe. We owed a debt we couldn't pay. He stepped in on our behalf. And for that, I'm grateful. And if you'll always remember this, if you trust him, and I mean seriously trust him, you'll never be able to go under for going over. For he know the way you take, and when you come forward, you're coming forward as pure gold.
Amen. Amen. Pure gold. Not none of that mixed stuff. Nothing but the real thing. Amen, man of God. I bless you, Jesus. I pray for your continued well-being, health, mind, body, spirit as well, man of God. Is there a contact number? Because I'm blessed to have five networks that collaborate in a kingdom way, and we share this gospel message as well as the gospel messengers that come to this platform. We want to expand your ministry. We want you to go places beyond where you've already gone. We want to help see God broaden your territory in ministry. So is there a number that that you, Bishop Jones Sr., and the Jones Family Singers can be reached for any concert appearances, for revival, or any church events, as well as your social media contacts, and then where your music can be downloaded, because it stirs the spirit?
Amen. Listen, you can find me or the Jones Family Singers on all social medias, which includes Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Listen, he told us to go into all the world, so that's what we're doing. Wherever music is sold, you can find the Jones Family Singers. You can go and find us on Spotify. We're all over Spotify. You can reach out to me at 832-591-6887. 832-591-6887. Look for me on Facebook. Inbox me, Bishop Jones 58 at yahoo.com. Bishop Jones 58 at yahoo.com. We're doing a brand new video of Bones in the Valley from the book of Ezekiel. And it's okay. Going to be a live video that we're going to do, and a brand new song, which is entitled On the Road. And it's in memory of my oldest son who went to be with the Lord. We got a lot of exciting things. So if you follow me on Facebook or any social media, everything we're doing is there for your knowledge. Join me. Oh, let me tell you this. Every Monday through Wednesday, 7:30 on Facebook Live, Evening with Bishop. But on Thursdays and Fridays, Breakfast with Bishop at 8 o'clock. Monday through Wednesday, 7:30. Thursday and Friday, 8 a.m.
Amen. Amen. See there, you're getting an all-around dose of Bishop Elder Fred Jones Sr. In the evening time and in the morning time, he's ready here for you as a servant of God, the Most High. We thank you, man of God. We bless you in the name of Jesus. And we look forward to you coming back to this Fire Gospel Experience platform whenever you're ready, sir. I'll be ready for you.
Thank you so much, and I love you, brother.
Bless you. Love you in Jesus, too. Man of God, Bishop Fred Jones, Senior of the Jones Family Singles, is right here blessing this platform, Fire the Gospel Experience. Yes, indeed. Yeah. How about that, y'all? We got the saints. That was just like some old school traditional gospel music. That's what I grew up on. Now, I ain't mad at the new gospel sound, the contemporary, the gospel jazz, even the hip-hop jazz. It's all good, but I'm trying to tell y'all what I grew up on. I'm trying to tell y'all what I know. And we just going to continue with that same vein of just some good old school gospel music, because I don't care what they got going on. We ain't gonna never let the traditional gospel sound die out. We ain't gonna never let it go away. It's platforms like this, Fire Gospel Experience, where we give you a plethora of gospel music, because when we get to heaven, I promise you, there's gonna be so many different choirs and so many different languages and so many different styles and formats playing different praise and gospel. We can just float around and go from one matching to the other, where they'll be having a get right gospel party going on. And here's woman of God, Deville Pierce. She's going to be singing right there too, but right now she wants to know what's going on, and so do I.
No. will forgive their sin,
yes,
and heal the land. And that's what we need, y'all.
Hey.
We need to love. Oh, anybody.
Hello, I am Dr. Sheila Bunton, a.k.a. Dr. B. I am a public speaker, entrepreneur, author, philanthropist, biblical counselor at Total Restoration Ministries located in Richardson, Texas. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to follow me on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays for 101 with Dr. B at 12:30 Central Time, Facebook Live, as well as purchase a copy of my book, Do You Want to Be Made Whole? A Biblical Guide to Mastering Your Purpose. You can contact me via phone at 972-978-2137. God wants you to do all that you can to bring him glory. And I want that for you as well. There's a familiar song that says, I need you and you need me. You are important to me as well as I am important to you. Until then, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, to your friends, and to your coworkers. And remember that as a child of God and accepting his grace, you are part of his community, and we have a responsibility one to another. Again, tune into the fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building. God bless.
What he said he would do, may my God help me say. Come on, put those hands together out there. A manifestation. Do the verse right here, listen. Yes. Got it.
Yes, indeed. All power is in your mighty hands. Go ahead, Eddie sisters. Sounds of those awesome women of God singing praise and glory to our God, the Eddie sisters with all power. And then before that, you heard from the men of God, meant by God, singing about anticipation. This is the hour, the segment of this fire gospel experience where you talented and gifted people of God with this amazing ministry of music, singing. Oh, my God, I just had to find the artist spotlight and shine it on y'all. Yes, indeed. My special guests are here, and we are excited to have these young men come and bless us with their music ministry like none other. Y'all know how we do it. We bring you talented, gifted people in. We let y'all shine. We ask God to shine through you, and then we let you loose. We let you do your thing for God. Amen. That's what it's all about right here on this fire gospel experience, so that you know. Now that you're here, now that you understand, these men of God are going to bless us, and they want you to know that, listen, while you still have this chance, you need to give God your heart, your mind, and your soul. Here are the men of God, unlimited, with while I have this chance. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to praise him. I'm going to give him my life. Amen.
I don't know about you listening, but while I have blood running over my veins and there's breath in my body, while I have this chance, I'm going to praise the Lord. Now, if you feel like that, come along with us as we say these words. I'm going to praise the Lord.
While I have this chance.
While I have this chance.
God's been good to me, so while
you got a chance. Amen. Goes right there. Sounds of my special guest for Shine Artist Spotlight, the group Unlimited, right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. And then I have one of the members of the group here, young man Keith Anthony Carter, is here to represent all of those good brothers from the group Unlimited. Amen. Goes right there. That's how we do it here on this Fire Gospel Experience. So without any further ado, man of God, Keith Anthony Carter from the group Unlimited on this Fire Gospel Experience. Yes, indeed. Bless you, man of God, Keith Anthony Carter. What y'all know about that good old gospel quartet sound?
Oh, man, this is a sound that we grew up on. It's a sound that we know and we love, and we're just trying to do our part to keep the quartet gospel going.
Amen, amen. And why is that so important in the gospel music industry?
Can you say it one more time?
I said, yes, sir. And why do you feel that is so important for the gospel music ministry?
Oh, well, because quartet or traditional gospel is really the foundation to what we know today as gospel. And I feel as though if you don't have a younger generation like myself and my group, that the genre of quartet or traditional gospel will go away. And that's something that we can't ever allow to happen. With such a rich heritage of quartet and traditional gospel, we got to do our part to keep it going.
Amen, amen. Because that is a unique sound for harmonizers and singers such as yourself. Now listen, I'm going to say this, and I pray don't nobody get upset or mad. To be in a gospel quartet or quartet at all, but particularly singing praise to our God, you got to be able to hold your part, whether it's tenor, alto, soprano, or baritone. You can't just fake it. And with all of these musical devices and all these musical apparatuses they have to synthesize sound, I appreciate the fact that quartet singers know how to carry notes and harmonies as well. Tell us about the fellowship that you men of God in the group Unlimited have. What keeps y'all together?
The fellowship we have in Unlimited is we try our best to keep it as a brotherhood. Before we're singers, before we're musicians, we all come together as family first. And we try to keep a close knit and a close relationship with each other, a close bond with each other, that will not break, because there are so many things that may happen in the industry or in the world of music that may try to tear us apart, but we try our best to keep together a strong foundation of brotherhood.
Amen. Amen. Tell us, what was your life like when you accepted Jesus Christ? Did you grow up in the church?
Oh, yes, yes. Of course, and to piggyback off of the last question, not only do we try to keep a close knit, but we also keep God first. And I said that to say this. Yes, I grew up in the church. Grew up in my grandfather's church. That was my foundation to faith. I've been in the church my entire life. And I believe that's the reason that I'm able to live, move, breathe, and do everything that I do today. It's all because of God.
Amen, amen. That is fabulous, man. I can appreciate that. Now, do any of the members of the group, do you all write your own songs or play instruments? Tell me a little bit more about the group.
Yes. Okay. Well, the group Unlimited, it consists of about 7 or 8 members. Myself, my brother Gerard Romaine, Hezzy Patea Jr., Corey Teddy G, we call him Teddy. You got Malcolm Ramsey. You got Jamar George Johnson. And we all come together. Myself, I'm the lead singer. My brother Teddy, he's also a singer. But all my other members, they all sing and play instruments. So from my drummer to my bass player to my keyboardist to my guitar player, they all sing and play instruments.
Amen. That is amazing. Man, look, I am blessed by y'all. I appreciate the fact that brothers in your generation can appreciate music that I grew up on, because I'm pretty sure I'm at least half a generation ahead of you. But I love all talented gospel music. Here on this Fire Gospel Experience, we play it all. So I commend you, good brothers. I am looking forward to you all doing greater and bigger things here. I want you to know that you all have an open door for this Fire Gospel Experience. If you or other members of your group would like to come back and sit down and we can have a full conversation and play your music, I'd love to have you come back. Is there any words that you would like to encourage your generation or mine in faith in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Of course. First of all, we want to thank you for this opportunity, for having it on your radio show. Yes, we would love the honor to come back and have a longer conversation and go more in depth about our ministry and things like that. But if there was anything that I would want to leave with the listeners today is never give up, never lose your faith in God, because God is indeed capable of doing anything you desire or you want him to do. I know life may bring its challenges. I know life may have its ups and downs. It may feel like you're not going to make it. It may feel like things are not going to work out for you. But if you put your faith and your trust in God, I'm telling you from my own experience that God will never turn unto you void. He will always make a way. He will always be there for you. And even when man fails you, even when money fails you, your job may fail you, God is the only thing that will always remain consistent in your life. Never give up on God, because he will never, ever give up on you.
Amen. You sound like a real strong preacher right there, man of God. I just want you to know that. You said something that blessed me right there, right there. So I know it blessed my listeners. How can you all be reached for booking, for concert appearances, for revivals? Where can my listeners get in touch with you so that you all can be a part of any event that's going on nationwide?
You can call myself, which is Keith Anthony Carter Jr., at 917-696-3240. Or you can call my booking manager for Four Clouds Records. His name is Donovan J. Adams. And his number is, give me 1 second so I can get it, make sure it's right. His number is, y'all forgive me, y'all bear with me. I'm going to get it right.
We with
Donovan
you,
J. Adams at 445-800-1549.
All right, good man. We got you. We got you. We got you. We appreciate you, man of God. We got some more music that we're going to play from this amazing, young, talented, gifted group of men of God Unlimited. Thank you. I want you to know that anytime y'all ready to come back, please feel free to send music. I'd love to have you come back, and we can talk to other members of your group and then sit down and chop it up a little bit and talk about the good things that God is doing and what you believe he will do in your life. Will you do that, brother? Please consider that, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will be privileged and honored to. Thank you so much again for this time.
Amen. Amen. You are very welcome, good brother. My prayer is God will continue to lead you, guide you, and bless you, and keep you for all the good things that he has already prepared for you. Man of God, Keith Anthony Carter, member of the Gospel Quartet Group Unlimited, was right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Thank you so much, good brother. Amen. Amen. And that's how we do it. If you want to be a special guest on this Fire Gospel Experience, why don't you just go on and get in touch with me, Ron E. Jefferson, on Facebook. Leave me a message or give me a call. 870-413-0220 is the number to get in touch with me if I'm too busy, because I'm a busy brother, but it's okay. Leave me a message. I'll get back to you. Or just send me a message to my email, RonaldJefferson1. Send me that MP3 music so I can put you in my rotation on my playlist and give you some airtime so that you can do greater and mightier things for God in your ministry. I'm not through with these good brothers from Unlimited. They still doing what they do right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. They already sang a song and told you, while I have this chance. Now they want you to know that all you got to do is just show me the way. Come on now. That's what I'm talking about.
I just can't.
I just can't.
Gospel sound of traditional music way back in the day, and it still sounds so sweet, so sweet. I know. Thank you, man of God, unlimited. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing in the beautiful name of Jesus, and I promise you, you will be immensely blessed. We are sharing for your spiritual consideration from the book of Romans, the 5th chapter, verses 8, and we're talking about still sinners. Yes, still sinners. Talking about how God loved us so. Not when we thought we were so holy rolling, but when we was down and out. The word of God says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now, there's an old saying that says, I can show you better than I can tell you. And this is the powerful and impactful statement that the great apostle Paul is here making. It's one thing to talk about it, but it's an altogether different thing to be about it. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. So you ask, just how does God demonstrate? Very good question. And here are some very good answers from the word of God, Matthew 5:45. It says that ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Listen, y'all. God shows no partiality like we people do. God allows equal opportunity for all believers. Whosoever will come, let him come. It's what the Bible declares and prescribes. God wants all people to be saved, but God does not want a forced submission of faith. God wants those with an open mind, ears, and hearts that want a mutual loving and eternally lasting relationship. And then Acts 10:31 says, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Acts 10:31. We here on earth are so biased and prejudiced against each other for so many vast reasons that it is unconscionable to even think of. All the animosity, anger, frustration, and hate that swells up in us. But again, God isn't like men. We are made in his image, and we should stop trying to make God in our image. the Bible declares that God's ways are not like our ways. Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordered thee a prophet unto the nations. We who were already predestined to believe God. God exists in the eternal now, where there's no past and future. God lives outside of our time frame existence, and he already knows all things. The things that will, would, and do happen are all laid out before him. God knew that when given the free choice to believe in and on him, that we would come to know him and in the existence of eternal God. It was before our human creation even happened. We are the ones that had to come to this revelatory knowledge that would lead us into our faith relationship with God in our own time. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship, hello, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And because we are all sinners saved by God's immeasurable grace, we are an ongoing project in motion. God uses whatever circumstances, trials, tribulations, temptations, and troubles as his way to shed, prune, mortify, and build us up as we live day by day with faith in him, talking about God. And then listen, y'all, Joshua 1:9 says, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Our relationship with God has solidified us by the confidence that our great, mighty, and awesome God has given us his promised word to forever be with us. We at times have tendencies to wane in our faith and let circumstances get the best of us. That is why it is so crucial to the very life of our faith to read, study, and meditate on God's word on a regular and continuous basis. God's word needs to seep down into our mind, hearts, and soul. Then it can be properly applied to offset any fears, any doubts, and any and all anxieties. And then finally, he says, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Even while our Lord was dying on the cross for the penalties of our sins, he was still yet preparing for those of us that were still sinners, even those very ones who tortured, humiliated, and crucified him. Luke 23:34 says, then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And departed his raiment and cast lots. They was gambling for his clothes. And because we are all forgiven sinners, we should all be forgiven sinners that are now the saved and born again believers who are the new creatures in Christ. Amen. Goes right there. You all are getting some sanctified, encouraging word from Romans 5:8 as we were discussing still sinners. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that a blessing by God himself that God has given us this wonderful, beautiful privilege to live for him and him alone? Amen. Goes right there. So grateful to you, Father God, for being such a wonderful, gracious, and kind and loving God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you, woman of God, Rosinia Williams. I was just talking to her while the broadcast was going on, and she was just telling me about her being able to sing a new song that she's going to be singing on Sunday morning service. And I said, girl, you better go on and sing that song. She said, Lord Jesus, I am going to be singing a new song in my church service tomorrow. And she says, I will be singing Jesus Will, Taking the Lead. So you go ahead and sing that song, woman of God. Right now, we're going to play some of your music that you sent me talking about how good God is. And I appreciate our kingdom collaboration. Come on, Sister Rosinia Williams. How good has God been? Tell us about it. Go and sing about it. Mm-hmm.
you've been so good to me. Remember when mama went home, I was so depressed, yeah. You've been my mother. You've been so good to me, hey. You've been my father, yeah. You've been so good to me.
Talking about been good and still good. That's our God. Thank you, woman of God, Virginia Williams, for showing out about how good God is. Ain't he good, y'all? I want to thank my special guest, man of God, Elder Bishop Fred Jones Sr. of the Jones Family Singers, for coming in and sharing so much wisdom, so much profound truth and faith, and being transparent. And the knowledge of God that has strengthened him for those 70-plus years has really fell down and blessed us as well. Thank you so much, Bishop Jones. We bless you in the beautiful name of Jesus. And we thank you so much, man of God, from Unlimited. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing with us all of you all's insistent faith and determination to keep Gospel Quartet music alive. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Y'all sound so good. You bless my soul. I want to leave y'all with one final word before I let y'all go for this fire gospel experience. Instead of saying, why am I going through, say and believe that God will see me through. That's a word right there, y'all. Amen goes right there. I want to leave y'all with one of my favorite groups, these men of God. I promise you, they don't be playing. It's just a blessing to be in the family of God. Here's man of God, Rodney J. Harris. letting God and everybody listening in the whole wide world that there is no one, dear God, like you. Y'all be blessed in Jesus. Y'all can be sure to catch my Fire Gospel Experience archives on Facebook. Just type in my name, Ryan E. Jefferson, and you'll see 4 years of fire gospel experience. My Kingdom collaborators broadcast this wonderful platform ministry, Fire the Gospel Experience, on their platform. I am so grateful for them. Talk about Jerry Royce over there at Positive Power 21 Christian Media. Natalie Pidges at Gospel Songwriters Conference, GSWC Radio. And then Lavette Celeste over at Praise Him More Media. And then my sister in Christ, Pam Jones, the River and Word Gospel Radio Station. And then, of course, Stephanie McDonald over there at United Praise. I am so blessed and blessed. And you can also go to my Twitter page, Ron E. Jefferson 60, and pull up my Fire Gospel Experience archive and then share it with a loved one and a friend. Come on, Brother Rodney J. Harris. Until next time, y'all be blessed in the Lord. Love you in Jesus. Praying for each and every one of you. Pray for me and give me some love back. Y'all be blessed.